أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Zakaria alayhi salam was given the good news that he will be blessed with a son by the name of Yahya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of certain characteristics that Yahya alayhi salam will possess. Moving on to the story after which this chapter is named, and that is the story of Maryam alayhi salam. Maryam alayhi salam, her birth too was a miraculous one. She was born to a father by the name of Imran, not Imran, the father of Musa alayhi salam. The father of Musa alayhi salam was also Imran, Musa ibn Imran. Imran alayhi salam was not a Nabi. He was a very pious person who was the Imam of Masjid al-Quds, Masjid al-Aqsa. He was the Imam of Masjid al-Aqsa, and he had a wife by the name of Hanna. Hanna, who was of advanced age, wished to have a child. One day she was sitting under a tree and she saw a mother bird feeding its young. And she was so moved by this that a deep desire filled within her to have a child. And she already had an elder daughter who, according to some, was married to Zakaria alayhi salam. And the most popular narration is that Zakaria alayhi salam was her uncle, not her brother-in-law, that is Maryam alayhi salam. Not the brother-in-law of Maryam alayhi salam, but the uncle of Maryam alayhi salam. Nevertheless, when she saw this scene before her, she made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah speaks of this, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ امْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانِ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. And she made a dua that, O Allah, you bless me with a son. I take a vow that I will devote the son to Masjid al-Aqsa. This was a customary practice allowed in that Sharia, that they would dedicate the children to Masjid al-Aqsa, that once the child reached an age that he could be left in the Masjid, they would dedicate this child to the Masjid, and the child would grow up in the Masjid worshipping Allah, dedicating his life to the service of Allah. Of course, she only male offspring could have been offered to the Masjid, and yet Allah Ta'ala blessed her with a female child. Nevertheless, this female child, Maryam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Zakaria alayhi salam because Imran alayhi salam had passed away. And while Hanna was pregnant. So when she gave birth to Maryam alayhi salam grew up and she reached an age where she could now be dedicated and left in Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected Zakaria alayhi salam, the uncle, to act as her caretaker. So he built a chamber for her within Masjid al-Aqsa, and she would spend her days and nights in that secluded area, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. Time and again, she would leave the Masjid to come home to visit her family. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of that moment where once she came home, she came to her people, she came to her family to pay visit to them. Allah says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ, and relate to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the book, the story of Maryam alayhi salam. إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًا. Allah says, the moment when she withdrew from her family. So she came to visit them, and then she withdrew from her family, مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًا, and she went towards a place eastwards, meaning a place in the eastern direction. Now, why did she go there? There are two interpretations that are offered by the scholars. The one is, she withdrew from her people, and she went to a secluded area within the home to take a bath. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayah, فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِن دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا, and she used a barrier to hide herself from them. So she secluded herself, she used some barrier, some hijab to hide herself from the people, from her family, in order to take a bath. That's the first interpretation. The second interpretation is she left her home, she withdrew from her home, and she returned to her chamber in Masjid al-Aqsa, and she went over there and she secluded herself, and that is where she was when Jibreel alayhi salam had appeared before her. Allah says when she withdrew from her people, she hid away from them, she secluded herself, what happened next? فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. Allah says, we sent to her our spirit, our ruh. One of the titles given to Jibreel alayhi salam is that he is ruh al-Qudus, the Holy Spirit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we sent to her our ruh, that is Jibreel alayhi salam, فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. He appeared before her in the form of a man, in the form of a perfect man, a perfect human being. Allah did not send Jibreel alayhi salam in his original form. Qalat, the moment she saw him, she was all alone, and here all of a sudden she sees this perfect man before her, she becomes fearful, there's a sense of apprehension, and immediately, what does she say? Qalat, inni a'udhu bir-Rahmani mink. I seek refuge in Ar-Rahman. I seek protection in Ar-Rahman against you. In kunta taqiyya, if you are truly God-fearing, if you are a pious man, if you are a God-fearing man, then you will heed what I am saying, and you will stay away from me. I seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from you. Now, this reminds us of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam, when the wife of the Aziz Zulaykha, when she invited him to commit adultery and to commit zina, and she had him also in a secluded spot, what did he say when she said to him, "Hey Talak, come over here," inviting him towards her? The first thing he says, "Qal, ma'adallah, I seek refuge in Allah." So sometimes a person, especially the season that we are going to experience and witness, there's a moment where you are invited towards the disobedience of Allah. The temptation is there. And any other time in your life, you are invited and you are tempted towards breaking the commandment of Allah. First thing we should do is not rely on our own spirituality and our own piety, but first thing, turn to Allah. That's what Yusuf alayhi salam did, ma'azallah. I need Allah. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you. I need your protection right now. I need you to turn my heart away and swerve my heart away from this temptation and this evil to which I am being invited. So she also over here, the first thing she says is, إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ. I seek protection and I seek refuge in Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. قال, Jibreel alayhi salam said to her, إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكَ. I am not an ordinary human being. I am only a carrier of a message from your Lord. What was the message? And what have I come to convey to you? لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًا. So that I may grant you and I may gift you a purified son, a purified boy. That is why I have appeared before you. Now, why does Jibreel alayhi salam attribute the act of giving the child to himself? He says, so that I grant you, so that I give you. Was it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the bestower and the grantor? Because Allah used Jibreel alayhi salam to blow into her collar. Elsewhere in the Quran, in the 28th juz of the Quran, Allah says, وَمَرْيَمَ ابْنَةَ عِمْرَانِ وَمَرْيَمَ ابْنَةَ عِمْرَانَ الَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا. Jibreel alayhi salam blew into her collar. Miraculously, the breath of Jibreel alayhi salam reached within her womb and she conceived. So that is why he attributes the giving of the child to himself, because he was the one to blow into her collar so that she may conceive. لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. قَالَتْ, she was surprised. أن يكون لي غلام. Similar expression that Zakaria alayhi salam made earlier. How can a child, how can a boy be for me? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ. A man has never touched me. Mas means the slightest touch. A man has not touched me ever. لَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ. وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا. I have never been unchaste. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. He says, so it will be. قَالَ رَبُّكْ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. Your Rabb said that it is easy upon me to do so. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we want you to miraculously conceive this child and this young boy so that we make him a sign and a miracle for all of mankind. وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا. And he will be a source of mercy from us. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. Maryam, this is a matter that has already been decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding.